Today, February 2nd, holds a twofold significance, the Feast of Candlemas and the Feast Day of Our Lady of Good Success. Drawing inspiration from Padre Pio's deep devotion to Our Lady, our video today delves into the incredible story of Our Lady of Good Success. Stay tuned to hear this amazing story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. On February 2nd, 1594, a significant event unfolded as Our Lady of Good Success appeared for the first time to Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres, a Conceptionist nun in Quito, Ecuador. During these apparitions, the Blessed Mother unveiled numerous prophecies to the saintly nun, leaving her in awe. However, amidst these revelations, Mother Mariana received messages foretelling a grave crisis that would befall the Catholic Church and society at large. Our Lady spoke of a time when heresies would spread around the world, children would be corrupted to the point where innocence would become nearly impossible to find, and souls would face persecution from both enemies of the faith and misguided members of the Church. It's hard not to notice how these prophecies relate to our time. However, Our Lady did not conclude her message with disheartening prophecies of the future. Instead, she offered a message of hope. This is what Our Lady of Good Success told Mother Mariana. During upcoming years, which will be ominous for the Church, the accursed sect of Freemasonry will take over the civil government. A cruel persecution will rage against all religious communities and descend upon this convent with special fury. Because of these wretched men, the convent would perish. But God lives, and I live, and we will raise powerful defenders from their own midst. We shall place insuperable difficulties in their path. The triumph will be ours. Furthermore, Our Lady provided Mother Mariana with a specific request. She said, "It is the wish of my most holy son that you command a statue of me to be made, just as you see me. Place it on the seat of the abbess, so that from there I may govern my convent. In my right hand, place the crozier and the keys to the cloister, as a symbol of ownership and authority. You will have my divine child placed in my left arm, so that all mortals may understand that I am powerful in appeasing divine justice and obtaining mercy and forgiveness for every sinful soul who comes to me with a contrite heart." Insistent in her command for a statue, the Blessed Virgin said to Mariana, "Measure me yourself with the Franciscan cincture that you wear around your waist. Place your cord in my right hand and touch the other end to my foot." As you can imagine, Mariana, trembling with joy, love, and reverence, did what Mary most holy ordered. After taking the measurements, the Blessed Virgin continued, "Here, my daughter, you have the measurement of your heavenly mother. Give them to my servant, Francesco del Castillo, and describe to him my features and bearing. He will do the exterior work, for he possesses a delicate conscience and scrupulously keeps the commandments of God and the Church. No other will be worthy of this grace. You, on your part, help him with your prayers and humble suffering." This here is a photograph of this beautiful statue. However, our story doesn't end here. Mother Mariana recounted a supernatural incident that occurred as the statue was being completed. Listen to this. "Our Lady commanded me to have a statue made. It was made by a man of God, Francesco del Castillo, who already enjoys God in heaven. on the day that he planned to give it its final touches. God, out of the special love that he has for this convent, so disposed that the beautiful statue should not only be finished by angels, but they would perform a marvel of marvels. When Francesco came to continue his work, he saw the outer layer of his carving lying on the floor. Filled with a special admiration, he gave his assurance in a sworn written statement that the statue's features were not the way he had left them the previous afternoon. He added that he dared not to touch the holy statue, not even to kiss it, because he considered himself unworthy of this work of the angels, which was no longer his own. Mother Mariana then concludes her testament with encouraging words. Know also, daughters and sisters of all times, that the holy statue is consecrated with holy oil and is guarded by the three archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, so that the treacherous serpent will not do it any harm. Seeing himself oppressed by this devotion and losing many souls because of it, he will always attempt to destroy it, but to no avail. God watches over his works. You should also devotedly care for your true treasure and make her known and loved by as many souls as possible, assuring them that with this devotion they will always obtain good success, both in time and eternity. And finally, Mother Mariana advises prayer during difficult times. When your souls suffer temptations and are immersed in grief, and if the star of your vocation is hidden by divine permission from the sight of your soul, turn to her with confidence and say, Star of the stormy sea of my mortal life, may your light shine upon me so that I do not stray from the path that leads me to heaven. End of story. As we celebrate this special feast day, let us remember the profound message of hope and care that Our Lady imparts. Through the testimony of Mother Mariana and many other accounts, including Padre Pio's, we witness the tender care of our Mother Mary for those who turn to her in faith. So may the love and protection of Our Lady be with you always, wishing each one of you a blessed feast day, filled with the grace and good success that comes from our Heavenly Mother's care. God bless. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.